Right, here we go. We are live. So welcome everybody to Answering the Call of Your Purpose podcast. I'm Luanne Marine, and I just want to quickly remind you of why we're doing this podcast. So I'm all about purpose, and I would love others to be inspired to find it, to express it. And so I've taken it upon myself to call in amazing women and men like the beautiful Natalie Ann Murray that is here with me today, where we can just have a really casual, open chat, whatever's going to come out of this. You take what you want, you leave the rest, and let's get started. So my beautiful guest today is Natalie Ann Murray. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Luanne.
Beautiful.
I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, I'm excited. And I know it's been a bit of a journey to get this done. But I'm not going to do this big whole intro about you because I'm going to leave that for you.
Okay.
But what I want to bring up is I actually loved going to your website, and on your About Me page, you talk about your superpowers.
Ah.
Yes. And your superpowers are, what are they? They're unconditional love. Humour.
Humour. Okay, I want me to remember what I wrote on my website.
yes, and I think it was, I'm trying to get there, there's boundaries, right? It's something about boundaries, like you to me, and you've claimed this, you are the boundary queen.
I am the queen of the boundary queens.
Yeah, the queen of the boundary queen.
That is what I have claimed in the last 8 weeks.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Finally, so, the queen of the boundary queens.
So it was unconditional love, honesty, and humour.
Yes.
Yes, that's what, what it was. Yes. And I just thought, wow, superpowers, love them, you've claimed them, you're the boundary queen. So I just want to jump straight in and tell us what you do and where you're calling in from today.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
Mm. I live in Newcastle in New South Wales in Australia. Yeah. And I work online, totally online. I call myself a relationship specialist, and I am affectionately known as Queen of the Boundary Queens since I claim that. And what I do is I specialize in helping high-achieving spiritual female leaders to master their boundaries. These are the kind of women who know they should have good boundaries, but they don't. I help them to master it so they can confidently live true to themselves and really feel like they're walking their talk and actually enjoy the successful personal and professional relationships they know they actually deserve. And I do this in two ways now. I run a small, intimate online group program just for women, and I call that Boundary Queens, and that's a six-week course. We go deep into boundaries, and then I also work one-on-one with women who recognize they have much deeper, chronic, deep-rooted issues, inherited patterns of not being able to speak up, not feeling their feelings, you know, feeling scared, shame, guilt, all that stuff that a lot of women feel about showing up, speaking up, and being who they really are. Mm-hmm. And that is an intensive six-week one-on-one process where we clear those issues at the deepest root with a female-specific tool that I use. With lasting guaranteed results. So that's what I do these days. But it was a long journey to get there, as you know.
Yes, well, that's what I was going to say. I was like, well, we've been friends for a few years now.
It's been a good 5.5 years.
Oh, at least, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And seeing that change, like which different areas you were playing in and claiming, and then it just must have dropped in
it
for
did.
You.
It dropped.
But what led you to that dropping? Do you know what I mean?
So many things. Like in my personal life, and like what I was doing in my life before I became an online person, was I worked in mental health and healing from child abuse and trauma and addiction recovery and all that kind of stuff. So that was my professional life, but that was what was happening in my personal life as well. So I was one of those professionals who had a whole lot of family problems behind the door, thinking, Christ, I hope nobody finds out how stuffed up my own family is. Do you know what I mean? And I'm giving all this advice to people, and I just felt like the biggest fraud. I really did. And it wasn't until I was about 30 when my own kind of family just dynamics completely broke down, my daughter ran away from home, my husband and I were on the brink of divorce, all of that stuff, that my own stuff came up, like really to the forefront out of denial. And it came into my face that, Nat, you've got a lot of issues, you've got a lot of pain, you've got to deal with that. So the first thing I did was actually go and do a lot of inner child work around actually acknowledging my abuse and trauma. And I was a sexual abuse survivor, and I lived in a home where there was generational sexual abuse, generational abuse issues. So I spent 10 years working on that and helping other people working through their issues. But the most important thing I learned the very first week that I did my first healing retreat ever was somebody said to me, Nat, you have the right to say no. And I'm like, what the hell? It was like mind blowing. I literally could not remember a woman in my family ever telling me I had the right to say no. Women in my family didn't, that just was not even part of our paradigm. The men were in charge, the women just do what the men said. That was it. And that was my first understanding of boundaries. And I'm like, well, I'm 30 years old. How come nobody's ever said this to me? And that's where the little seed was planted in me. And then for the next 10 years, I led healing retreats and things, and I always came back to boundaries because all of these people were victims of abuse, right? Mm. And what was the key missing skill? Boundaries, yeah. A sense of self, yeah. A sense of your own power, a sense of the fact that you have your own choices, you have your own feelings, you have your own thoughts, right? So that was my passion back then. And for 10 years, my clients, my peers, my friends all just said, Nat, you're a boundary queen. And I just thought, oh, yeah, well, it's just a thing, no big deal, whatever. And then when I came into the online world 5.5 years ago, I had no intention of ever being online, never thought about it. It was only because I burnt out in my job working in mental health because I had no boundaries myself, overgiven all of this stuff, totally burnt out. And then I went, okay, now my higher power's asking me to work online. And I went from big topics like relationships, then codependency, and then dating, and then this, and it all just kind of went down, and then it was like, wait a minute, it's pretty simple. Why don't I just niche right down to this one topic that a lot of women find confusing and nail that, because this is what I live and breathe all day, every day. I could talk about it all day long. So yeah. No worries at all. And then that's when I landed on Queen of the Boundary Queens a couple of months ago. But I feel, to be honest with you, that was motivated by losing my niece. Mm. I lost my niece last year, and that was a huge, shocking, sudden, unexpected loss. Mm. And she worked in the online world as well. And I could, and she was young, very young. She was only 26. And I could see her struggling, trying to do all the things that a lot of women are doing. Working too hard, giving too much.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. And I was watching her doing it. And I'm like, no, the pattern is repeating, you know. And I didn't have the words. And then after she passed away tragically and unexpectedly, it was like, boom, Nat, you just need to fully step into your full power about just this one thing that you know intimately inside out. And trust that that is my gift to give to people who want to hear it. Yeah, there's a lot of people who have no idea what I'm talking about, but they're not my people, right?
Exactly. The
people who want to know about it, I have an endless abundance of wisdom and guidance and whatever, you know, support to give to them. So it's been certainly an unfolding. But when I went, yeah, I'm Queen of the Boundary King, it was like this whole weight just lifted off me. And it was no apology. It was just like, well, I've always been the Queen of the Boundary Queens.
That's exactly right. Because I didn't, like you said, it was only a few months ago. And I'm like, no, I've always thought that you would.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, but I mean, I literally only officially claimed it on Facebook. But that's what I mean. Yeah. People who knew me kind of knew me like that anyway. Yeah. But for me to put it in words and to put myself out there publicly and say, this is what I do, I am the Queen of the Boundary Queens, was like a big step for me, yeah. A really big step. And yet everybody looked at me and went, oh, yeah, we knew that.
I remember when I actually, when I was doing the Goddess on Purpose, that was my business, and I went, oh, what am I going to label myself? And I went, oh, I know, I'm going to be the chief goddess.
Yes.
Right? But
yes.
Not the chief goddess of all goddesses, just the chief goddess of that, you know. But yes. It actually helped me step into that more. I'm like, that's okay, this is what I have to be. Not what I have to make up, but who I claim that's already here, which is
exactly.
So and you also brought up the point of, you know, that genetic thing. So, yes. So do you have, are you Australian firstborn? Like, I'm just thinking,
yes.
Your heritage. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm Maori, so in New Zealand, and I've just been discovering this whole epigenetic thing.
Yes.
And so you're like another person. I'm like, oh, yeah, like breaking that cycle.
Yes.
For my daughter,
yes,
going forward, like it stops here. So
that's right,
amazing.
And that's what I stand for. That's what I'm all about. Yeah. The people who come to me are coaches, counselors, healers, those kind of people. Mm. But they know inside that they're the change maker.
Yes,
it has to stop with them.
It does.
They don't know how to do that. They've tried all these other things, and things feel good for a while. But then they just slip back and they don't actually feel within every cell of their being that they are authentically walking their talk. Like they might be saying to their daughters, just love yourself and be yourself and be confident, but they don't feel like that on the inside, right?
And you're saying thing, but energetically they are really like, oh,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. So Nat, what do you believe is your purpose?
I really think, in a nutshell, it's helping women to live unapologetically and to just relax into their natural, authentic power and just feel like equals, not just to men, but to everybody. There's no more better than, less than, or I'm a woman, I can't do that. I'm a woman, I can't speak up. Nothing. Just relax. Just let the natural voice, the natural self, come through without any dumbing it down, you know what I mean, hiding, shrinking, being unapologetic, just show up fully as yourself without trying.
I mean, I've been in business for over 20 years in like this kind of business, but I'm like, you see the cycles. You know, when I first started, it was like, get as big as you can. It's all about the money. Well, it's not just about, you're going to make, it's a six figure. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Now we're becoming more authentic. So I love, to me, if you do your purpose work, the abundance comes, but there's got to be the joy there first.
Oh, it has to be joyful. It's not a fake. You can't fake it. You can't go, oh, I'm gonna put myself in this box and this is my purpose. It's like, this was always my purpose.
Yes.
And I couldn't see it because it was like so close to me, I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And I needed other people to reflect it back to me.
I know, and also I love what you said, like you started out here, which we all do, like, and we go, it's this, and it's like, I was the goddess work, and then that's just not it, and then you've come down to that one thing, that book, The One Thing, comes to mind, and that just must be so brilliant, because you know what it is.
I tell you, it feels like I've won the bloody lottery.
No.
Honestly, I used to look around and see all these other people and they'd have their one thing and they were aligned to that. And I'm like, well, I want that. But I always had it, but I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to overcomplicate everything and probably still have that energy of trying to be a little bit too much for all people. And now I'm really clear where on the journey of healing I can help a woman. Because there's definitely a journey and I feel like I was kind of trying to help people who weren't ready for me.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, that doesn't work. And now I'm like, no, I'm only here for the women who are ready to do whatever it takes. No more excuses, no more BS, no more this, no more that. These women are sick of being victims or feeling like victims. They're sick of the drama. They're sick of not having the relationships they want. They're totally going to own it, even if they don't know how.
Yeah.
But they're done.
That's so done. And because you've put it down to the boundaries, but then you can talk about all the other things, right?
It's I know.
Natural. So
exactly. There's so much you can say about it.
Exactly. And I want to tell everybody to go to your website, natalieannemurray.com, and the link will be down here. The blog, I've just been reading some of your blogs. I'm like, wow, it's great. I love it. So You believe your purpose. How did you answer the call? Because I always like to think, well, purpose is lifelong. It's expressed, yes. And we get to different expressions of it. Yes. But there has to be a time where you're like, it's here. So how did you answer it?
Well, I remember at the time that I met you, which was about 5.5 years ago, I went to Rachel Jane's Art of Feminine Presence.
Yes, I got the cup.
Not the cup, right? And I became an Art of Feminine Presence teacher as well. And then what happened for me was that's when I really understood my power as a woman to completely shift the dynamic of my marriage with my husband. Because my motivating factor for going to the Art of Feminine Presence was I was going to leave my husband. I was in pain. I was like, oh, my God, how many freaking relationships do I have to have? I keep being with the wrong people. It must be all their fault, blah, blah, blah. Even though I knew I had all the information up here about that was the wrong thing to do, I still felt that way. Mm. And then over a period of time, I realized that energetically I could actually shift the relationship. And that was like, wow, I'm way more powerful than I thought I was. And then I realized that I was actually just repeating my mum and dad's dynamic in their relationship. And I thought, no, I'm not going to go back to therapy, been there, done that, and try to work this out intellectually. No, there has to be another way. And then that's what inspired me to go searching for the female-specific tools to help women break this stuff quick, easy, fast. You know, it's like, look, we've wasted enough time, I think, on the planet. So when I did that for myself and I realized, oh, shit, I've just completely changed the way I feel, changed my reactions, changed my perceptions, changed my attitudes. Hello, I've got to share this with as many people as possible. I have to share this. So then I went on, I just set a mission that I was going to set 1,000 women's hearts free in my lifetime. So that's what I'm going to do.
Beautiful. I love that. And the world is better for that. Why do you think it's important then to do your purpose work?
Well, for me, I really feel, I don't know, I just got to a point where I could not do it anymore. I was so burnt out and I was taking it all out of my husband. It was all his fault that I was so unhappy, all of this stuff. I know if I wasn't feeling like I was living on purpose, I would be very cranky, very drained, feel like I had no vitality, no life force, no meaning, no purpose. And that's, I just can't live like that. I'm just not that kind of person who can live like that. I have to have a reason to get up every morning, a reason to, you know, be bothered to do anything. And I spent years, like most people, working in jobs just to get the money at the end of the week. And that's soul destroying.
Yeah.
Very soul destroying. And I just got to the point where I was, you know, burnt myself out 3 times. Just a whole lot of stuff. I'm like, no, I only get to live once. I'm going to take a big risk and I'm just going to follow this and see what happens. Because I couldn't do the other thing anymore. I literally couldn't. Do it.
Your body was telling you,
no.
Right, you know.
Couldn't do it.
And we normally, there's the indicators way before that, the body starts.
Oh, yeah, I just ignored all of those. I just ignored all of that because I'm like, no, this is what you do. You just do your thing. Everybody else is doing it. Just be in the system.
Everybody else is doing it, right? So let's do what they're doing. When you're such an independent woman, to me it's like you went, hang on, this is not my script.
I know, but the funny thing is after I married my second husband, because my first husband passed away, I married my second husband, I completely unconsciously gave up myself. He didn't ask me to. I just married him. I stopped my personal development work. I just stayed in this job that I said, oh, well, if I work in this job for 5 years, then we can pay a mortgage off and then you can retire and then we can do what you want to do. It was all about him. Yeah. I completely lost myself. Mm. He didn't ask me. It was just an unconscious, this is what you do as a woman. Mm. You just put yourself to the side You just play the role of little wifey, and that's what you do. And I didn't even see myself doing it until I burnt myself out. I'm like, wow, I'm missing life force here. What am I doing? I'm like, well, I did it again. Yeah. I've done it again. Like, this is the third or fourth time I've done this.
Go, Brittany. Free Brittany.
Yeah, but I feel like so many women are doing that, just like unconsciously doing what they think other people want them to do without even asking, but this is just what you do as a woman. And I was like, well.
Yeah. But see, that kind of goes into my next question then, because I know it's like knowing your purpose is one thing.
Yeah.
Like you know it, but then you have to kind of, you have to do it. You have to express it. So what's one thing? I know there's many things. I know there's many things, but what's one thing that has helped you or you think is important to do when you want to do your purpose work, like values, or like somebody did values or somebody did shadow work? Like what's one thing that you...
Well, of course, I have to say Creatrix, which is the feminine specific tool that I use to help women break the cycle. Yeah. It was created by a woman for the way women's hearts, minds and guts work. So it's completely unique, like nothing else on the planet. So I've obviously done my Creatrix breakthrough and I continue to, you know, work on myself as I keep working through. Yeah. If I hadn't done that, I can't even really imagine that I would have stepped into this. I really can't, because those, for me, the, I had this little voice inside going, who the do you think you are? You know, those fears of rejection, the fear of judgment, the fear of being criticized. I could intellectualize that and go, no, you know, don't be silly. Nobody's judging you. Nobody's going to reject you, or intellectualize it. And I could have tried to just keep on pushing through. And I feel like a lot of women do that. And I went, no, I am, do not wish to experience this anymore. I do not want to have that experience in the cells of my being. That is just an old, old energetic pattern. So to let that go just like that, I was just like, whew, okay, I don't have to worry about that anymore. It's like, so liberating, so liberating. And I mean, I've done every healing modality you could possibly think of in my lifetime. And they're all perfect for what I needed at that point in time.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm about women breaking the cycle for good. So I have to walk that talk myself.
So it kind of feels like
this way.
And I don't know what Creatrix is, but I know I've heard of it, and I've definitely talked to you about it and how powerful it is. So so if you could just kind of tell us a little bit, is it more like seeing the patterns and just clearing them, but in a special way that you do it? I don't know. Or are you
okay, it's, how is it different? It's different because the woman herself who shows up and says, I'm ready to let go of the shit, she has to be aware, first of all, what that shit is. So it's not like I'm a healer, a counsellor, a kinesiologist.
It's like psychologist.
No. Usually these people have been going to counselling therapy for a long time. They know I'm angry all the time. I feel guilty as hell when I say no to somebody. I'm still struggling with I'm not worthy. You know, all of this stuff, and they have to be honest with themselves about the crap that's really going on in their head and the crap that they're feeling on a regular basis, no matter how much they try to put a smile over it, right? So they've got to be humble. They've got to be humble, and they've got to be hungry for change.
Yeah.
So they need to identify that. They write it all down. Most people have at least 30, 40, or 50 issues. That's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And the difference is that I am not doing anything to them. I am not healing them, giving any advice, nothing. It is coming from deep within themselves. They're getting this incredible higher wisdom and learning within themselves about how to let go of that issue. I'm just like facilitating it because I know kind of where they need to go, but I have no idea what the answers are.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so powerful, because there's no conscious to conscious communication. It's coming from way down there, and when you know, you can't argue with yourself, right? And it's like, oh, so someone can go from like, I worked with this lady last week, and she had an issue that gave me goosebumps, and the issue was, I need to keep my mouth shut. And in every relationship, she was with a narcissistic man, and she had a controlling father and all this stuff. And then she had these sons, little boys, who were saying, shut up, Mum, we're not listening to you, right? The pattern repeating.
Yeah.
Now, she was a well-educated woman with X amount of certificates on the wall, but whenever a male said, shut up, she shut up, right? I can relate to that because that happened in my family too, right? So she had to decide that she was fully going to take her power back from that and no longer have the energetic, physical, emotional experience of that at all in her body. She did that in 15 minutes. So in the beginning, she said, oh, this issue is a 10 out of 10 of a problem for me. You know, it holds me back. It hurts. It's this, that, and the other. 15 minutes later, she just laughed her head off about it. She just couldn't even believe she ever even experienced that.
I love it.
And I have no idea how that happened, but she did. And that's what makes it so different. It clicks in the brain, in the heart, and in the gut all at once. And it's there for good then. And that's how we can guarantee the results are lasting, because it's like they've reset themselves on the inside. It's like, hello, you can't take that back.
I love that. And that kind of went into my next question. Who's done it? Sure, one of your favorite people.
Sure.
That you work with, but just one. But, you know, was it him? Yes. Like, you probably got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. No, I can tell you one. This lady called Tash. She'd been following me for about 4 years. She's probably in her late 30s. Mm. She had a couple of kids of her own, but she was married for the second time. And there she had a blended family. Right. The first husband was a drug addict, alcoholic. Very nasty relationship. So she marries this second bloke and she's like, this is it, it's going to work. No. A couple of years into it, the marriage was on the rocks. She's struggling with the stepdaughter. She's struggling with the husband's ex-wife. She's still dealing with her family stuff. Mm-hmm. And she came to me and she said, Nat, I've been following you for 4 years. I'm ready to do Creatrix. I'm ready. I went, oh, okay, let's see. So people have to do a little assessment as well. This is just not for everyone. So she attempted this assessment and she failed miserably.
Right.
She failed miserably. And what that meant was her unconscious mind was not ready to let go of this story, was not ready to let go of, poor me, you know, my husband did this and my mother did that. She wasn't ready to let it go. So I said, come into the Boundary Queen course first. She goes, oh, no, I know all about boundaries. I've been in therapy for 3 years. I'm a kidoki.
Not with the queen, you haven't.
if you know all about boundaries, why do you have drama in every single relationship in your life, right?
Yeah.
So she was a really, she was a well-known business person with 10 years of experience. Everyone thought she had a shit together.
Yeah.
It was very humbling for her to come into that.
Wow.
She did. And she went, I know, I actually know nothing about boundaries. She was like, what she thought she knew in her head was nothing compared to what she needed to know and who she needed to become. That's what she didn't understand. She needed to become a different person in order to have the better boundaries. Mm. And then a strange thing happened. She got pregnant in the middle of the boundary course, unexpectedly to this husband that she was thinking they were going to break up.
Wow.
And then she went, okay, because as soon as she got pregnant, it brought up all of her stuff about how badly her ex had treated her and her issues and all of this. And she went, okay, I'm done. I'm drawing a line in the sand. I refuse to have another baby and bring another baby into this family, intergenerational blended thing, carrying all of this crap of mine. I just refuse, absolutely refuse. So then she was ready. Then she was ready for Creatrix. So she came in there within only 3 sessions. She let go of all this anger, judgment, resentment, hate, hurt, abandonment stuff, all of this stuff that she'd been holding on to. And her dream was she wanted to give birth to that baby in a beautiful home birth, no stress, no nothing. And that's exactly what happened. She had the baby at home. She said she felt like the most powerful goddess woman, you know, birthing this baby, knowing that there was no baggage going with it. And then since then, she's actually fully healed her relationship with her husband's ex-wife, and now they're besties. And she's like, how is this happening? I said, because your heart is so open. There's nothing there anymore. That's all gone, you know. And she's just like, I feel like a completely different person. Now she's getting on with her stepchild. Her husband and her are as close as ever. She's like, how did all this happen? I said, because you were willing to change your mind. You were willing to heal your heart. And you were willing to actually get it on a really deep level about who you need to be to have the life that you want. And it's
what a beautiful story.
I know. She's so proud of herself. I'm like, you just completely changed the whole dynamic.
Yeah.
Your experience for your kids, and now they can look at you and go, yeah, mum really is walking more to quote talk. I can see it. I can feel it.
Mm. And it just goes on. That goes down
that's
the line.
Right. That's so right. So and that's what that was her motivator. It's just I am not having this baby into more drama, more conflict, more hate, more hurt, more this, more that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm sure, you know, even as you're saying that, it's still like peace of mind. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm going to have to talk to that now. Just with the family and the ex and all that. And that's just one. So there's, you know, one thing. And as you're saying all of this, it's like, gosh, she healed. It reminded, and I know it's got nothing to do with Ho'oponopono, you know, the forgiveness.
Yes, nothing to do with that.
But it's like when you do that, that other person changes. So I'm like, hang on, she just changed herself and then it all just flowed. So
that's right.
Love it.
That's right.
Okay, so where can we find you? I know I could talk to you for ages, but where can we find
you? Well, you can find me on my website, which is natalieannemurray.com. I'm also mostly on Facebook.
Yeah.
I have a business page there, Natalie Ann Murray. I also post on my profile. And I have a free masterclass on my website that anyone can go and watch, which is a video masterclass. Mm-hmm. It's called 5 Reasons Why It's Hard to Stick to Your Boundaries and Tips to Help You Get Better at It.
I'll put the links below.
Yep, anybody can watch that. And from there, if someone then wants to do a quiz to find out exactly how healthy their boundaries are at this moment in time, what's missing, where the gaps are, what needs work, they can opt in to get that if they want to.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go and do that quiz. So I'm like, hang on, let's see. Let's see what's going on here. So
it's a little quiz.
Yeah.
And in the Boundary Queen course, we like take it 10 times more than that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And so we're coming to the end, but I would love to, this is kind of a question that some people go, why would you ask this question? But I would love you to tell us something about yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. And then some people are like, well, everybody knows everything. Well, maybe not. But,
yeah.
You know, like a job or a habit or just anything. It can be humorous. It can be serious, whatever. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yep.
Tell us.
Most people don't know that when I was at university, I was doing a nursing degree and I was in the army. I was in the army to pay my way through. And I'm not a good army person, I can tell you. But anyway, I was in the army, and when we did our army reserves training, I won the award for the most persistent soldier because I had so many challenges and I just kept on going. So people know me as a bit of a dog with a bone, but I won that over all the men, over all the women. I won that. So, yeah, I'm a soldier in my past.
I love that, Natalie. So thank you so much for being here and sharing all that wisdom. You can find her at natalieannemurray.com and go do the quiz and your webinar and all that. And I just want to thank you for answering the call of your purpose and being here. So anything to say before you leave us?
Oh, well, thank you so much, Luann, because you were a very big part in helping me to clarify my purpose. When I first did the Art of Feminine Presence, you took my hand analysis.
Yeah.
I remember it said part of my purpose was to be a leader, a visionary, power, something else. And I went, oh, no, that's not me.
Exactly.
That's not me.
Totally you, right? I know. Exactly. I had a sneaky look before I got on. I went, that's why she's a power. Like, I love that feminine, beautiful.
And my issues to my lifetime lessons were victimization, shame and numbing. I can't see how that's going to
But you know what? That's the same finger on both hands. So one's your purpose, one's your lesson, both power fingers.
Oh, my God. Yeah. See?
So one's out in the world power, which is your purpose. The other one's internal power.
Well, that's why I line up. I feel like I line up.
Yeah,
beautiful. Thank you.
So thank you, Natalie, and bye everyone. We'll see you in the next podcast.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.